What's a typical day like for you guys?
30 interviews with just people with their own little street team promotions or their own little music video show, in-store autograph signing, catching 2-3 flights, 3-4 radio interviews, a couple phoners like what I'm doing now. Picking out, just basically having fun with everything we're doing, but most likely working.
All right.
A typical day for them franchise boys.
All right, cool. Tell us how you got signed to your record deal. What was the process of that?
We were very, very hot in Atlanta where we were from. We had a single called White Pete.
Yeah.
And we blew up our records up in the street by just releasing our music everywhere. And it caught a buzz. And people began requesting it on the radio back in ATL.
All right.
And the people at the radio station didn't know who we were. So, trying to find us, and they knew a cat that was, you know, had a little pool in the street or whatever that knew us.
Yeah.
And the cat brought us to the radio station, and it was history. It was history. The song got heavy radio spins, and labels just started contacting us, and it was a wrap from there.
Alright, cool. How long were you a group before you got signed?
We've been a group 3 years.
Alright. How long have you been rapping?
My brothers, they just been rapping 3 years, but myself, I've been rapping since I was a little kid.
Alright, cool. Who has influenced you as, like, artists?
LL Cool J, Jermaine Dupri, Jim Jones, Cameron, Jay-Z, Nas, DMX, people of that nature, Triple Six Mafia.
Yeah. Alright.
MJG, 8-Ball, people of that nature.
Alright, cool. How did you hook up with JD?
For my first record deal, I saw White T. Jermaine Dupri jumped on our song. He just jumped on it and made his own remix. You know how he do remixes, so he made his own remix. And he put it out on his So Dub Mix CD. And it caught a buzz, and it messed around and got on the radio. And when it got on the radio, it caught a major buzz, and we officially met him one time when we was on the same showcase in Dallas, Texas, that Green Street had booked. And that was our first time meeting him, and we performed the remix version of the White Tee that he made, and the crowd response was so incredible that he was like, man, you see the way that they respond on? So we did the song like 3 times. And once we did the song 3 times, he was like, man, I got to do something official with y'all. If I can't sign, I want to do something official.
Right.
So we had another song called Oh, I Think They Like Me.
Yeah.
And JD was like glued to the song. It was like stuck on him. And that was the one he chose. And at the same time, when he chose that was the remix song that we were going to officially do.
Yeah.
It turned to a contract because we were going through a release stage with our other label. So, as we did the remix to try the video and all that turned to a contract and it's history.
Alright, cool. How do you feel about being at the forefront of the snap music craze?
It feels real good that we the creators of something that everybody in the world is going crazy over. It's a crazy that everybody is. And we created that. You got other artists trying to come out established with that sound and that style and stuff of that nature. And when you hear that, and you see that, it always make you think of us. So it feels good.
Yeah. How did it feel when you overcame the one hit wonder stamp by putting out another hit single?
Well, We was always just laughing at them, looking at it like, these people is crazy, because we got a gang of hits that we been had, and we got new hits that we been had. We just didn't release them because we didn't have a proper machine behind us. Now that we got the proper machine, now that they seen, oh, they not one hit wonders, now they wondering why we keep making hits. The right machine behind us now, so now we'll release them. Hell yeah, you'll get them all now, just stay tuned.
All right, cool. Were you surprised about how long it took your CD to take off? Because it, like, kind of blew up, didn't it?
you know, the last CD was hot, but the promotion was real, real, real weak.
Yeah.
But this album has just been released, and it's crazy. It stopped a lot of people in the ground. It's gonna do numbers.
Alright. So it was all about the promotion, really, from the first album.
Yeah, it's all about the machine you got behind you.
Yeah.
It's definitely about the product, but as well as the machine you got throwing it out there.
Alright. How do you differ from other artists coming out of Atlanta?
We're different from other artists because, you know, we do what they want. See, we'll get out there and smile with the people, dance, party with them, have a good time as we perform. I mean, we'll really get out there and dance and really just do this because that's something that Atlanta represents. If you ever been to Atlanta, ever been to the clubs in Atlanta, you see that we party, and that's something that people like. But other artists, they like on some too cool, too gangster type thing where they won't dance. They just be performing their song and standing there looking cool. But us, we'll get down with you, baby, and that's what different us from other people.
Alright. Do you feel this snap music craze will take off all over hip-hop like Crunk did, or just stay a regional thing?
Oh, man, I think it's going to take over all over everywhere, man. I mean, because it's already done what it's going to do. It's already climbing in a major way.
Yeah.
And you should see what type of people we got doing this. You should see what type of age people we got doing. You should see the incredible response everywhere in the world to the sound, the song, the whole movement.
Yeah. Alright. Has your lifestyle changed much since you got a record deal?
This is my second deal. My life has changed. Just as far as I say, I got a little more money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's about it. But everything, it's still me. It's still me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. What other artists are you listening to right now?
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones. Alright. Any others? Are you listening to any others apart from Jim Jones?
I listen to the new song, the latest album got, Diary of Harlem.
Alright. Alright, cool. Which artists would you like to work with in the future?
Huh?
Which artists would you like to work with in the future?
Nas, Jay-Z.
Alright, what are you going to do next? What are your, like, major career goals?
You know, we already have our own record company, so one of my major record goals is to get that off the ground and make it a household name, as well as these other labels, these major labels that you hear, the entrepreneurs like ourselves have started.
Yeah. Alright. That was the last question. Have you got any last words for the fans?
Yeah. We love y'all, and our album is out right now on Top of Our Game. Y'all, please go get that, man. That's what you need. That's what you want.
Alright.
I want all that in there. That's what you need. That's what you want.
Alright, cool.
Yeah. Just a man, DFB, man. So Def.